Yes, he can work through people, and we are privileged to be vessels for that glory so that he can send his love through us. And that's what fellowship is, when that love of God comes through us for one another and we just feed Christ to each other. And it is so good. But let our identities be defined by one person, and that is God. God says that. Why? Because if you are experiencing persecution for Christ, for his name's sake, it means that you are truly one of his. That's the identifying mark of a true Christian, is the world does not think highly of them because their life is radically different. In fact, it says in 1 Peter that when people despise you for Christ's sake, to rejoice, because it means the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. It's that very anointing, as God is so pleased to make his presence full in your life. That very anointing will provoke the enemy. It'll provoke the flesh of the people you run into. They can be blessed by it, or they can allow themselves to be provoked to hostility by it. So when people are hostile to you because of the name, not because you're acting like an idiot. I mean, I've seen people do things in the name of the Lord that is like, brother, that is not in the name of the Lord. And Peter says, if you suffer for your faults, oh well, you know, stop doing the dumb stuff. Stop doing stupid stuff. But if you suffer for the sake of Christ, then rejoice, because the Spirit of God rests upon you. So as you go out in the name of Christ and live that life and share his glory and his gospel, if people reject it, rejoice, man. Don't receive that into your spirit. Shake it off. Dance. If people reject you, people persecute you, call you weird, just start dancing. Tell them, you haven't seen weird yet. Let me tell you, let me do my dance for you. You start singing disco, they'll run for the door. Oh, praise God. And no matter what they do to you, no matter what they say to you, it's all good. Why? Because Jesus is worth it. Amen? I don't care if they slander me, call me names. John Wesley said, don't ever call me reverend, man. I'll be called a scoundrel. I'll be called a fool. But don't ever call me reverend. I don't care, because my glory comes from God. He is the one that I glory in. He's the one I rejoice in. And no matter what they do, what they say, how they treat you, the bottom line is this. Jesus is worth it. Is he not worth it? Isn't he worth it? Isn't our Lord and Savior worth everything we have to go through in this life for the sake of his name? He is absolutely worth it. He is beyond worth it. I wish there were something I could suffer in my life that would do something to glorify him enough. But even my sufferings are sanctified by his blood. Nevertheless, he is worth it. He is worth it. He is worthy of it. And my sufferings I simply offer as a sacrifice and a sweet-smelling aroma of fragrance to him. Because he is worthy of that glory. Man, he is worthy. Isn't he worthy? Isn't he worthy of our sufferings? Is he worthy of our praise? Is he worthy of our convenience? Is he worthy of our all in all? Amen. You better believe he is. He is the Lord. It is worth it all to truly know and live and breathe in Christ. He is worth it all. He is the King of Kings. He is the bread of life. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He is the one by whom and through whom and for whom all things were made. He is the Good Shepherd. He is the lover of our soul. He is our kinsman redeemer. He is our God, our Lord, our Savior, our brother. He is Jesus. That name should make your mouth tingle when you say it. Man, I'm getting goosebumps. To allow that name to grace our lips and to bless our mouth simply to utter that holy and awesome name. Name above all names. He is worth it. And on that note, I want to point out something here, just to show the other side of the coin. Repentance was only part of the message preached by the disciples. I'll close with this. When you look in the parallel passage in Matthew chapter 10 that talks about the same incident, the disciples told the people to repent because according to Matthew chapter 10, they were also to preach that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then he instructed them to what? To heal the sick, to cleanse the lepers, to raise the dead, and to cast out demons. That's good news. You come to town and start doing that kind of stuff, you don't need a bus. You don't need any promotion. You don't need a sound system. Man, just you and God casting out devils, cleansing the lepers, healing the sick, raising the dead, opening blinded eyes, letting people leap up and start walking around. People who were tormented and living in all kinds of bondage, subjected to fear and panic and anxiety and distress because of demonic oppression, suddenly get free. And the entire city comes out to find out what in the world is going on. Praise God. Whatever spiritual growth they might have got by rejoicing in the face of rejection, it was eclipsed by the unprecedented joy that comes from seeing people touched by Jesus Christ and seeing their lives changed and transformed by seeing God do a work in them, body, soul, and spirit, that changes their life. There is no thrill like the thrill of seeing somebody touched by Jesus Christ. Oh my goodness. That's worth living for. That's worth dying for. That's worth it all. People were set free. Demons were cast out. Sicknesses vanished away. Health began to spring up in their bodies. Function was restored. Hope. Hope. Can I say hope? How many people in our world live without hope? And suddenly God becomes real to them. And all of a sudden hope is kindled afresh and they're like, oh man. Tears pouring down their faces. They're laughing out loud to the very thought that, wow, maybe I can actually do this. Maybe life isn't what I thought it was. Maybe I can actually live and enjoy what God has done for me and what He's given for me. I've got a purpose. I've got a reason to live. When they would leave town after doing the work of the ministry there, the hope that would be ablaze in that city, in the spirit, it must have glowed like a Roman candle. Hope. I love to see people infused with new, fresh hope. Praise God. Praise God. All in the name of who? All in the name of Jesus. I love what it says in Mark chapter 6, verse 13. It says, and they cast out how many? Many. They cast out many demons. And they anointed with oil many and healed them. Yeah. Who'd have thunk that in Israel, I'm talking reformed Israel, with the Pharisees making sure that everybody was acting the way they were supposed to act, you know, they smack them upside the head. No idols hanging around in that place in those days. Who would have thunk that in reformed Israel, people were eating up with demons? Get out of town. Not before you cast them out. And you wonder, did they go away? I mean, when the Bible was complete, did the demons just say, well, I guess the story's over. We'll just go back to hell where we came. No. How many people do you think need that deliverance today? How many people are just under thick oppression, But praise God, the testimony of Scripture is they cast out many demons. They healed many who were sick. And there is nothing in life like seeing somebody set free and delivered, seeing them transformed by the power of Jesus Christ. And you know what? The icing on the cake? When you get to be a part of that. When you... Raise your hand if you means you. Yeah! When you get to be a part of that, when you get to experience God using you to do that for somebody else, man, that is an explosion of joy like nothing you can experience in life. Didn't have a cold, I would just hoot. Who can hoot for me? I need a good, yeah, thank you. Something like that. Woohoo! You'll have to get that next week. There you go. All right. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you, Mary Lou. When you get to experience God using you like that, it will change your life for the glory of God. It is worth it all. It is worth it all. Say it with me. It is worth it all to know Jesus, to be used by Him. Amen. Look, come on up here, brother. Let's do that new song again, man. I just got a worship hair going on. And if anybody needs prayer afterwards, man, we will be delighted to pray with you. Absolutely. It's worth it all to know Jesus. You can stand as we're worshiping. You can dance as we're worshiping. You can just leap for joy.